Welcome to the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. You will discover innovative talks for personal and business expansion with leading experts. Today, be ready to be infused with hope, strength, and confidence, and find powerful direction to lead you on a path of success. Join our 21 world-class speakers and experience inspiration, hope for your future, and an elevation of your desires. Inspired Choices Network, our summit hosts, are excited to have you here.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for choosing to listen to me today. I am so excited to be here. I just need to take a breath and presence myself because this has been such an incredible whirlwind for me in terms of me getting here and going through this incredible process for me to just be present. And being in acceptance of this moment, and which is my more or less my talk. So I will expand. First, a statistic. According to the American Psychological Association, approximately 50% of first marriages end in divorce, and then 60% of second marriages end in divorce. So what are we doing wrong? We have all of these incredible resources. We have therapy. We have webinars. We have classes, groups. We have workshops. We have TikTok. We have Facebook. We have all these incredible memes and reels in terms of giving us inspiration and pointing us in different directions. So what are we doing wrong? Why do we think that the divorce rate is so high? And my take on it is because it's the definition of insanity. We keep doing the same thing over and over again, and we expect a different result. We have these expectations of ourselves and of those of our partners or those anyone that we are in relationship with. Because relationship can be with a coworker, it could be with a child or a parent. It's any relationship that we have expectations and that we have assumptions. Those assumptions then lead to us taking things personally. And that just sends us down a whole other rabbit hole. So to take a step back and talk about the assumptions, we assume that everyone thinks the way that we think. And as it was pointed out to me already, once if not twice today, that in terms of me just calming myself and grounding myself, that everyone has their own process. My process is my process. Your process is your process. So it's then about honoring that. It's about honoring the assumptions that I am making within myself and then taking things personally within myself, which then only sends me down the wrong path, meaning that it doesn't ultimately get me where I want to go. It doesn't take me to breathing. It doesn't take me to calmness. If I'm so worried about what is going to happen in the future, then I'm not allowing myself to be in the present moment. So, with assumptions, I'm assuming, so please correct me if I'm wrong, that there's been multiple times that you've been in communication or in conversation with someone where they said to you, "You're not hearing me," or "I'm not feeling heard." And then my response to that is, I hear every word. I understand every word that you are saying. I have a pretty vast vocabulary. You keep saying that I'm not hearing you because I'm not agreeing with you. And then the agreement means that I can validate what you're saying. Me agreeing with you then means that I then have to abandon what I believe to be true. And I'm not necessarily going to do that just so you can feel validated. However, I hear you. So I am validating that I am hearing you. I'm just not agreeing with you. And then that leads us to setting ourselves up to be disappointed, because when we get into that place of taking things personally, it leaves us feeling frustrated and bitter and angry and disappointed. And that's when we choose to leave the relationship, which then in turn is why I started with this statistic of first divorces and then second divorces, because we need to be in a relationship in order for us to heal, in order for us to actually learn and grow. And so we can step out of a relationship and then figure out through all the different things that I mentioned before as to what we can do, all of the tools and resources that we all have at our fingertips. Even actually, I have a client who told me that he was having a difficult time at 3 o'clock in the morning. He was spinning out of control with his anxiety. He actually went into ChatGPT and said, "What do I do? Why is so-and-so showing up this way? Why are they saying this? What does this actually mean?" And it was so helpful for him because he didn't have anybody to turn to at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I thought that that was the greatest thing. And so actually I've been recommending that to people because the computer, you know, has been learning to be better than ourselves. So I apologize for digressing. With the assumptions that we make, and then the assumptions that we make, and then taking things personally and leaving the relationship, it's because of the blockages. Of the blockages that have been placed in front of us, that we continue to place in front of us, going back to insanity, doing the same thing over and over again. And the blockages that we experience really do affect all that we are experiencing within ourselves. The emotional blockages are unresolved emotions, and the cognitive blockages are our limiting beliefs. So we have unresolved emotions, we have limiting beliefs, and then we have these habits and behaviors that come out of it. And this really stems from our childhood. So it used to be, let's blame our parents because it's all our parents' fault. Although it is and it isn't. Because the problem that we experience as children is that we don't have our prefrontal cortexes fully formed. We don't have the executive reasoning and functioning with which to put all of our experiences through. I recently saw a TikTok a reel on Instagram. I'm not really sure, although it was a little kid who was speaking and saying, you know, please stick with me. I can't think like you think. Please stick with me. I don't see the world as you do. Please stick with me. And the last thing that really stuck with me was the adult was saying to the child, what were you thinking? And the child responded was, I wasn't. Not because I didn't want to. It was because I couldn't. Did not have that. The ability to. And we forget, because as adults, we talk to children. And then we also talk to adults, even though we're talking as children to a lot of adults, that it is, it. Excuse me. I got a bit taken off because my lovely producer put into the chat, so true, because it is so true. We don't allow ourselves, we don't give ourselves enough breath. We don't give ourselves enough empathy and grace. We are all little kids communicating with each other, although we are expecting adults to show up. Ha! Huh. Again, bringing me back to. So the experiences that we have as little kids. We get stuck in our grief. We get stuck in the trauma. We get stuck in being the victims of our childhoods. And now look, everyone has trauma. Everyone has had adversity. It could be environmental, it could be familial, it could be anything. No one gets out of their childhood unscathed. And of course, there's degrees with which we've all experienced things in life, some way worse than others. You know, in my 30 years experience, nothing surprises me. Not that I'm sure that there are still things that I have not heard, although I can't imagine, because we all as humans have experienced a finite amount of themes. There's only so many things that we can actually truly feel. There's different degradations of our feelings. Although here's the thing, feelings are not facts. Feelings are just feelings. And before we have a feeling, we have a thought, which is usually the assumption. So we have this assumption, and then we take it a little bit further out, and then it becomes a truth. And then we start taking things personally. And so moving through this, I've experienced so much and know that. I'm going to take a breath. I was so excited to do this, so excited to be here and speak. I have so much that I want to impart. I'm just going to ground. It's so incredible being human, being showing up, getting to be me, getting to share all of this. I'm just going to take a moment. And I'm going to look at my notes because I completely went off script. So I want to just talk about how we can and have spent so much of our time being in our head, being sad or depressed, or worrying about the future, which I mentioned before, and then the psychological pain that we experience and that can be in, and then the chronic stress and the emotional tension from all of our unresolved traumas. And so again, don't want to diminish anyone's trauma, anyone's feelings, anyone's wounds, although if you keep holding on to them and you keep reliving them and you keep trying to make sense of them, remember, you didn't have executive reasoning and functioning when it happened. So you didn't have the capacity to make sense of them. So now trying to make sense of them now is another blockage. And the way to heal is with hope. Hope meaning that there, knowing that there is the possibility for change. Knowing that it's okay to be where you are. It's okay to look towards the future. It's okay to have empathy for yourself. Because hope can be an incredible, powerful motivator. I mean, just all of the people, all the incredible speakers who spoke today. This is the Spark of Hope Summit. I was so excited and I said yes to that because the basic tenet of what I believe is the anchoring in of hope as a powerful motivator, inspiring us to pursue our goals and aspirations, even in the face of our own adversity. And it can provide us with the energy and determination needed to overcome the obstacles. And so we can persevere, so we can actually shine, and we can actually show up as we've always wanted to, removing the blockages that we place in front of us. Letting go of the blame that we have for those who instilled the blockages, and then for ourselves, for the blockages that we place in front of ourselves each and every day. So if you can only know what I put myself through today just to get here. And I'm glad that I did, because it was what I needed. It was what I needed for me to be able to sit here and recognize once again, first and foremost, that I get to be human. I get to be me, and I get to just be in my famous, my most thing that I say the most. I'm saying famous because it's famous to me. That I say the most, that I have 100% control over no control. And so that gives me such, that gives me actually faith. And that here's the other thing that I also say a lot, that 90% of the time I am 100%. And so I was giving in to the 10% today because I was freaking out. I was worrying about how I was actually going to show up. And I was focusing on all the things I had done wrong leading up to this, leading up to today, leading up to every speaking gig that I've ever had, even if it's just speaking one-on-one with somebody as a very small audience of one. So hope. Hope is what I had this morning, knowing that I was so optimistic, or wanting to be optimistic, anchoring in that for myself, that this would just be one of the easiest things that I've ever done. And then the heal method. The H is the hope. The E is the empathy. Practicing self-compassion for myself and acknowledging and validating my emotions without any judgment. And so I reached out to anyone and everyone who I know can help anchor me, because we're not in this alone. We cannot do this alone. We need each other. And that is the beautiful thing about being a human being. We can exist as a hermit. We can exist alone. And our mind is actually not even for us. We need to get out of our minds and into our bodies. I chose the color yellow because yellow is the color of power, the color of the solar plexus, which is the emotional center, which allows me and gives me the strength. Because power being not force power, power just knowing that I got this and that I can do this. And I've been saying this all along, if I can do this, anybody can, because I am no different. I am no different than anyone listening to this, anyone watching this, anyone hearing. So thank you. I'm not complete. Just thank you for that. I'm just acknowledging and giving gratitude. Because I'm giving gratitude to myself, and because empathy for myself, it enhances my ability to communicate. It gives me better listening skills. Because if I'm not thinking about or worried about what you're thinking and feeling, I can just, about me, that is, I can just be present with you and actually hear what you have to say. So for me, when I go off the rails, the best thing that I can do for myself is actually sit in front of someone and ask them how they are, knowing really that I want to hear, not just, oh, you're fine. Well, I'm sorry. I don't believe you. I don't believe you that you're fine. I believe that there's way more to you than anything, that you're not fine. Because even in the present moment, sure, because you feel as though you need to pull yourself together in order to be able to be in conversation with me. Although I have this incredible capacity to hold space. Which leads me to the A in the heal. The heal method, the heal process. The A is acceptance. Embrace and acknowledge and let go of any resistance to being in the present moment. Let go of your past experiences. Just breathe, inhale, and exhale. Because that's really all you've got. It's the only thing that matters right here, right now, is this exact moment. That's it. Nothing else matters. I mean, I said yes to this, and I could get up and walk away and go do something else. Although, why would I want to leave you wondering? Why would I want you to be anxious about me or even questioning my sanity or even feeling sorry for me? Thank you. The depressive word wasn't coming to me because, see, I can't even go there in the present. So by practicing acceptance, I can develop resilience and adaptability and then inner peace. So looking towards the future, the L. So we have hope, we have empathy, we have acceptance, and then looking towards the future allows me to set my goals, envisioning positive outcomes, focusing on my future. It allows me to cultivate my innate potential and give me a sense of purpose and direction, again, pulling me out of worrying about the future, because I have to anchor in the present moment in order for me to cultivate my future. I have to be aware of my dreams and my aspirations and then anchor them and accept. And so it's the baby steps on the journey towards the goal. So it's about enjoying the journey on the way to the goal. And it's the baby steps. So yes, I have huge goals and aspirations. I would like to think we all do, again, making an assumption and letting that go in terms of expecting that huge climb that we all want to make. Like we want it done instantly, right here, right now, get it done. And so I am taking baby steps and I implore you to take baby steps. So baby step, baby step, baby step, baby step. And then if you stop and you do look behind, you'll be amazed at how far you've actually come. Isn't that incredible? Although, and then in today's day and today's world, it's instant gratification. Now, 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 now. So baby step, baby step, baby step, because that's my answer to the now, now, now. Because we all, I'm assuming, so correct me if I'm wrong, want to feel satisfied. We want to feel successful. We want to feel peace. We want to feel delightment. We want to know that we've got this, and you do, with hope, with empathy, with acceptance, and looking towards the future. So thank you. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to share myself, to share my thoughts. And here's the thing. If I can do it, so can you. I promise, I swear, and I have a big, huge container to hold you all. I do. I have huge shoulders. Thank you.
Thank you for joining this motivating talk on the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. Inspired Choices Network and our expert speakers are excited to connect with you and learn about your hopes and desires to lead you to greater success. If you would like to learn more about everything Inspired Choices Network offers, including future summits, please email us at info@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.